From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting massive crowds turn out for women's marches in Washington and other world cities. Hundreds of thousands of marchers are here in Washington on President Donald Trump's first full day on the job. The Women's March was organized following the election. Among those speaking to the crowd was filmmaker Michael Moore.
So I woke up this morning, picked up the Washington Post, and the headline read, "Trump takes power." I don't think so. Here's the power. Here's the majority of America right here.
People around the world, including in Britain, Australia, and other countries, are showing solidarity with the demonstrators in the U.S. Alison Smith is an organizer of a women's march in London.
I think we can have a big impact. I think it's really important that the women in the U.S. know that we're behind them, that not just in the U.K., but there are marches all over the world. And the really important thing is that women's rights and all the freedoms, the LGBT rights, and all the freedoms that we built up over generations have to be not just retained but expanded, and it looks very much as if Trump's administration will not do that.
A spokesman for President Donald Trump says he will spend part of his first full day in office visiting the Central Intelligence Agency. It's one of a number of agencies that Trump has been at odds with in the past over claims about Russia hacking the 2016 election. The president started the day at an interfaith prayer service at Washington's National Cathedral, a tradition which dates back to George Washington. This is VOA.